This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. But now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. Here are your Friday closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $5.44, up 3. December corn, 5 and 3 quarters, no change. March corn, 5.12 and 3 quarters, down a quarter. August soybeans were $14.90 and 3 quarters, up 21 and a half. September soybeans, $13.26, up 9 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, $12.74, up 8 and a quarter. September wheat was $6.64 and a half, up 4. December wheat, $6.75 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. And March wheat, $6.85 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Friday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply higher. Stronger soybean meal values helped to lift soybean prices, and the Chinese purchase of U.S. wheat supported higher wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents stronger at 676 to 689. Soybeans advanced 26 to 32 cents at 1559 to 1572. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 7 cents higher at 674 to 690. Soybeans were up 15 to 21 cents at 1573 to 1591. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 cents higher at 684 to 694, and soybean bids were up 22 to 23 at 1580 to 1621, and wheat bids gained 3 cents at 644 to 657. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 to 21 cents higher at 1591 to 1611. Basis ended steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 100 to 120 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $5.67.40 to $5.76.40, which was up $12 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid steady to 3 cents stronger at $6.89 to $7.16, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at $1.45 to $1.72 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents higher at 687 to 697. Basis ended steady to 4 cents stronger at 143 to 153 over September. Soybeans were up 20 to 22 at 1585 to 1596, with basis steady to a penny lower at 94 to 105 over the August. And the wheat prices steady to 4 cents higher at 654 to 659, with basis steady to 4 cents lower, range from 10 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 698 to 699. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 21 cents with quotations at 1583 to 1605. Soft red winter wheat 4 cents higher at 678 to 679. And the Milo up 3 at 705 to 706. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 467 to 486. New crop soybean bids at 1236 to 1249. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 478 to 490. New crop soybean bids range from 1244 to 1264. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 475 to 491, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1248 up to 1269. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.97, down 12 cents. October live cattle were $126.22, down 25 cents. December live cattle were $128.72, down 15 cents. August feeder cattle were $152.25, up 17 cents. September feeder cattle, $155.25, up 20 cents. And November feeder cattle, $158.15, up 25 cents. August lean hogs were $96.47, down 15 cents. October lean hogs, $84.97, down 65 cents, and December lean hogs, $82.22, down 32 cents. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 11 cents lower, in a range of $89.81 to $100.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $92.95. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to firm, with moderate to good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded from 64 to 67. 4 to 5 weights traded at 65 to 70. 5 to 550 at 68 to 74, and over 550 pounds ranging from 70 to 75. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 9,920 head. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $121.50 to $123.50, and heifers on a live basis traded at $122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 231 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $98.94, which was 24 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $189.22, which was 8 cents lower, with select carcasses at $184.17, which was 44 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 128,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 398,000, compared to 402,000 for last week and 388,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.99. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.64. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.93. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.64. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.82. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.86. And July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.46. Those prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $6.99, corn at Scottville is $6.93, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.82, wheat at Scottville is $6.46. That'll do it for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Weather has always been a challenge for farmers, and this year is no exception. No matter the weather, Farm Credit Services of Illinois has the crop insurance coverage today's farm families depend on. In addition to your multi-peril policy, an added crop hail addendum could be beneficial. With this year's weather patterns, green snap problems may be an issue. So let the crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit provide the information you need regarding coverage options. With a crop hail policy addition, you get complete coverage to fit your operation. It protects your crops against damage from hail, fire, vandalism, and protects your harvested grain in the bin. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop hail insurance coverage to fit your farming business. Whether it's our office, your kitchen table, or the tailgate of a pickup, Farm Credit Services of Illinois looks forward to providing the products you want with the service you deserve. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm finance and crop insurance needs.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for Radar Weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient because they're a family operation too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Right now, we have a lot of fog across mid-Illinois following some early morning showers and thundershowers, so please allow yourself some extra time to get where you're going. Otherwise, partly sunny today, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of about 90. Still a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight, low 70. A 50-50 shot at more rain tomorrow with a high of 87. Then things are going to cool down. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 80. Clear skies Wednesday night, low 62. Temperatures should continue to top out right around 80 all the way into the weekend. There will be another chance of rain probably late Friday on into Saturday. But again, fog here at the Weather Center and 67 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And part two of the Farm Show in just a half minute.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield, and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop in Litchfield. And once again, WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Terry. The House GOP is refusing to go to formal conference with the Senate on a farm bill until the House acts on a separate food stamp bill. The fight over farm bill process and politics got ugly on Friday as House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer asked GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor if he plans to bring up next week a motion to go to conference. But it wasn't the farm bill Cantor wanted to talk about.
It is our hope that we can get a nutrition bill to the floor because we believe strongly that the programs under those titles providing a safety net to the country's most vulnerable, something important that we maintain, and we implement the kind of reforms to those programs that have long been called for by the GAO and others.
But that was not the response Democratic Whip Hoyer wanted to hear.
3 weeks ago, you told me that the reason we passed that farm bill without the provision for nutrition, which had been in there for half a century, was so that we could go to conference. Well, now we're there, but there's no motion to go to conference.
Hoyer then asked Cantor if he was conditioning a conference on acting on nutrition first, even though food stamp cuts were killed, what killed the full farm bill in June, and is the reason Cantor dropped nutrition from the farm bill that passed. But Cantor now says it's not about the farm bill after all.
We believe strongly that marriage of the two constituencies of the old farm bill was a marriage that began some 40 years ago, and frankly, it is a sense of the majority in the House that that marriage makes little sense.
And doesn't allow the kind of reforms and savings Cantor and House conservatives want to squeeze from food stamps. But more cuts won't sell with Democrats, House or Senate, and Senate leaders say they'll have no part of a farm bill minus food stamps. That over 500 ag nutrition groups also oppose. According to one assessment of the state American agriculture, the farmer, if not absolutely rich, is at least independent. Stu Trulson has more.
Soon stockbrokers will be driving taxis, or the smart ones will be driving tractors in order to work for farmers, while farmers will be driving Lamborghinis. The biggest difference between the two appraisals of farming is that they were made 150 years apart. There were no Lamborghinis or any other automobiles when Isaac Newton, not Sir Isaac, offered his opinion. Newton was the first Commissioner of Agriculture, holding the post that later became Secretary of Agriculture. The recent bullish opinion of farming is from Street Smarts, a book by Jim Rogers, who's well known in investment and commodity circle. Today, farmers and ranchers are less confident about their future, certainly than Rogers. The Ag Confidence Index, which surveys farmers and agribusiness about near-term and future sentiments, is optimistic near-term but turns negative for future expectations. It is little wonder because farm income is expected to drop significantly in 2014.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.